did Queenie. Queenie beamed. "You're the best nurse in the war," Queenie said as the two embraced. "I'm Mae West," I properly introduced myself. "I've seen you at the Tough Nickel thrift store." "Yes, I have seen you come in a time or two." She smiled at me, waves of short, light brown hair framing her face. She had side-swept bangs that showed off her pretty blue eyes. "I'm Julep K. Knox."
"She's not just a clerk at the thrift store. She's on the board of the Historical Society.
She knows the ins and outs of every map," Queenie bragged. She definitely liked Julep.
"I couldn't put on this reenactment without her knowledge of the layout of this battle."
"You would have done just fine," Julep patted Queenie on the back. "Excuse me while I go grab some more maps." Queenie wasted no time getting back to my duties as horse wrangler.
"Here."
Queenie picked up a large sealed plastic bag and shoved it against my chest.
"It's your outfit, in addition to the apron."
She motioned to my shoulder where I'd flung the apron.
"Now, don't you lose any part of it. These are real, true-to-life uniforms. Replicas, really. But you'll find the real ones in the Daniel Boone National Park Museum, located in their offices."
"I'll be sure to check that out." I took the bag from my chest and held it up in the air when I noticed Hank Sharp beyond the hangers. He strolled into the room like he owned it. Our eyes met. He smiled, and it traveled all the way up his green eyes.
"Good afternoon," he said, and bent down to give me a kiss.
"Hi." I crinkled my nose and lifted my hand up to rub over his black hair. "It looks like you got a haircut for your part."
"Queenie insisted I had to if I was going to be a soldier."
He pulled away from me, straightened his body, clicked his heels, and saluted Queenie.
"Now, if you two think that y'all are going to play kissy face during the reenactment, you're wrong. You're on opposite sides of the battle."
She wiggled her finger between us.
"But I do like seeing the two of you happy."
"I like making her happy,"
Hank winked. "It's not hard to do." I felt like a giddy teenager. It was a very new relationship, me and Hank. Just a few months. We didn't see each other every day, but usually did most days. And when we did, it was at my RV at Happy Trails. I'd yet to see his place, although I knew from his granny, Agnes Swift, that he lived on his parents' property, in a trailer on the south side of town, even though his parents had retired and moved to Florida.
"Jeez,"
Queenie rolled her eyes and shook her head.
"I'll be right back. I have to go get your bayonet and uniform. Not everyone can handle a bayonet."
She wagged her finger over her shoulder at Hank on her way out of the conference room. I'd been in Normal for about 10 months and never thought I'd find love, especially at a campground in Kentucky. Not that I didn't love the campground. I had grown to love it. I'd grown up in Kentucky, but as soon as the clock struck midnight on my 18th birthday, I was on a Greyhound bus to New York City, where I worked my way through flight attendant school. That's when my life took a turn that changed everything. I'd met an older, wealthy investment man on one of my flights, who hired me as his personal flight attendant. We fell in love, got married, and lived a life of luxury that always seemed too good to be true. Turned out, it was. Like Queenie always says, if it seems too good to be true, it is. If only I'd known her back then. After a few years of marriage, Paul West had taken all his clients, including several in Normal, to the cleaners. This put him in jail and uprooted me from my life of luxury and into a rundown campground that he'd put in my name, which is why Happy Trails was the only thing the government didn't seize.
"Are you going over your lines?"
Hank rubbed his hand down my back and looked down at the script in my hand. "You mean my one line?" I looked at the paper and continued. "Look, the troops are coming."
"You better put a little more oomph into it, or Queenie will be mad."
His southern drawl was like music to my ears and sent my heart soaring. In the back of my head, I knew it was the honeymoon stage, but I was willing to see it through.
"Detective Sharp,"
he answered his ringing cell phone in his professional cop voice.
"Mm-hmm,"
he hummed and stepped away from me for some privacy.
"He's gonna look so..."